Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. I'd like to welcome my cousin Jeff to the podcast. How you doing, Jeff?
How you doing, Chad? Thanks for inviting me.
Not a problem. Thank you. Thank you. So, Jeff, I already have my fantasy football team. Are you doing fantasy football
absolutely.
This year?
Yeah, I'm already been listening up and doing some brushing up and getting some guys lined up. I have some sleepers that I'm hoping to fall to me early in the draft.
Do you have any rookies that you're looking at that you think can do well
rookies,
this year?
You know, I got to be honest with you. I really haven't put a lot of time into rookies this season. That kid Bell from went to Pittsburgh. He looks really good. He looks like a guy that can run between the tackles. That's been somebody I've been looking for quite a while. He can get acclimated to that offense pretty quick. He could I think he could be a big part of that offense.
Yeah. Well, Pittsburgh they got running backs every year, but I actually picked up Eddie Lacy. Oh, here, let me give you my lineup. My quarterbacks are Aaron Rodgers and Andy Dalton.
I like Dalton this year.
I've been liking Dalton the last couple years.
I think Cincinnati could put it together this year. I think this is I think they can get the ground game going. I think that's going to open up some passing lanes for Dalton, and he's got a good arm. He's got a good look.
I've liked them the last couple years, but especially now. I've actually got three Bengals. Last couple of years with Dalton, I've also had A.J. Green. So I have A.J. Green, too. And then I also have Ben Jarvis Green Ellis as my running back. Mike Wallace and DeSean Jackson and Brian Hartline are my wide receivers.
I like Hartline.
Yeah, you know, every time I turn my head around, he's always getting a couple receptions. And I'm looking more so at the receptions than the... Because last year he had over 1,000 yards receiving. He only had one touchdown.
Is this a rotisserie? Or is this head-to-head league?
Head-to-head league. So, yeah, I use the Yahoo. I've been using it. I've been doing it since, like, 98. So I've been doing it for a while. My running backs, I actually have a couple of rookies. I got Monte Ball, Ben Jarvis Ellis, and then Eddie Lacy. I figure with Eddie Lacy because he's in Green Bay. Because I know last year, Cedric Benson, he came out of nowhere, and he put up some pretty decent numbers.
Some good numbers. And then they had James Starks. Now, is he going to be a factor this season? Is he coming to camp with Green Bay? Is he going to be a guy that they're going to lean on?
I would
go all in on this rookie.
Well, I mean, Eddie Lacy, he's got the size. So he's the kind who could really do the job. So, I mean, I'm just hoping because last year, they put somebody out there and it really opens up for Rodgers and all the passing games.
No, absolutely. Greg Jennings, I mean, you still have a plethora of wide receivers. Jordy Nelson, you have... who's underneath? Who's their underneath guy?
Oh, I forget who. I forget who it is.
You still have their tight end, and I can't think of his name.
I don't know. They just have a big vertical game.
Who's Green Bay's tight end?
I don't know. Let me look that up real quick.
Why can't we think of him?
I don't know.
He's an all-star.
Yeah.
Hi.
Wow.
That's my younger cousin, Haley.
Hola.
And then my tight ends are Fred Jackson and Fred Davis and... Vernon Davis.
Buffalo and Vernon Davis. Vernon Davis may benefit you this year because of the fact that Crabtree's out for the season.
That's right, he is.
And you got Kopakenik. He's got nowhere else to go now. And Vernon Davis, he really didn't get in tight with Vernon Davis last year in the passing game.
Mm-hmm.
But this might be the year they have to do it. Either that, they're going to have to rely on his legs all season long. And you see what happens to running backs that run all year.
Yeah, let's see.
On a stretcher.
Actually, it doesn't look like Starks is with...
he's not with Green Bay anymore.
He's not with Green Bay. I almost want to say he's with Arizona. Let me see if I can look him up real quick. And then my defense is San Francisco and Minnesota.
I like them both.
I like them both, too. I would. You're a Vikings fan, so I would really like the Vikings to actually be able to pull something out this year.
Percy Harvin. They get what... They got Jennings. I'm worried about their passing game. I think they're going to rely real heavy on Peterson this year. He's easily going to get 300 carries. If he's healthy all season, there's no doubt in my mind he can walk out of the season with 300-plus carries.
Yeah, no, he's going to get the carries. And then that's a lot to ask back-to-back years coming off that. I mean, he's a freak with that injury.
As soon as he got back on the field.
Yeah, that
it was...
almost
like he didn't miss any time. He looked completely healthy. Didn't look like he was drained the following game or the game after that.
Mm.
It actually accelerated as the season went on. He got better and better. I don't see, unless there's, you know, an underlying issue that no one knows about, I don't see any reason why he can't duplicate what he did last year. in a full season, I easily see him, you know, 300-plus carries, 15 touchdowns isn't out of the realm, 1,500-plus rushing yards isn't out of the realm. Can he do 2,000 yards?
He has the ability, but...
The ability, and not only that, see, what's great about him as a running back is that he could run between the tackles and break it on the outside. So, like, you got a Barry Sanders type.
See,
that can break it on the outside and run the lane. And then you got a guy that can, you know, like a Jamal Anderson, a big monster that could run between the tackles. Well, Peterson's both. Peterson can put those big yards up, whether it's between the tackles or on the outside. So now you got linebackers that are frozen.
Peterson's got a lot of Barry Sanders in him. I think for the Vikings to be successful, they almost need to use the defenses trying to get him and try to up the passing game.
So let the run set up the passing game. This is a scenario that it would work best for the Vikings. Their defense is stout. They can keep them pinned down, and it may open some short and short passings that they'll exploit and help their running game as well, because now the linebackers have to fall back, and that may open up some things for Peterson as well.
That's what I'm thinking.
And you got Klein, so you got a decent team, somebody to pass to, and they got, like you said, they got Jennings and they got Klein Saucer still part of that team as tight end. And they have some good options. What do you think, Haley?
What about the Giants?
Well, you want to talk about the Giants? Or the Jets.
We can go with the Jets first.
Yeah, let's go with the Jets first, because I'll tell you why. Because they're going to have a very long season.
Oh, jeez. every year it's a long season.
It is. But I think that, getting Geno, what does that say, for them? I mean, they went all in on...
Tebow or Sanchez?
On Sanchez.
Sanchez.
They went all in on Sanchez. Tebow was nothing more than just a gimmick.
I know.
Sell T-shirts, get people in the seats, see what he can do. They had no intention of using him whatsoever. Actually, he might even have been trade bait at one time, and nobody bought. They were trying to maybe get something for him. So it was just a big ploy. But as far as Sanchez is concerned, you went all in on Sanchez. He brought you to two.
Two
back-to-back AFC Championship games,
and they
where they lost in the last
quarter, even.
Quarter, if that.
They could have pulled either one of those out, especially that last one against
the Steelers. So we could have been talking about a two-time quarterback back-to-back going to the Super Bowl, just as easily we said the AFC Championship.
He has the most road victories of any quarterback.
So getting Geno, I think they could have done better at the draft. I think they could have went out and maybe got themselves...
I'm just happy that they didn't waste or they didn't use that any of the first round picks on a quarterback.
No, I agree. I would have liked to have seen them get a running back before. Geno. I mean, listen, is he going to help them out in the future? Yeah, absolutely. Is he game ready? September? No, not a chance.
No, no way.
So now you got a quarterback that's going to sit on your bench for a year and a half. That's if Sanchez can't get it going.
Yeah.
I'd rather have seen them get a running back, somebody that's going to be a premier player on that team for years to come. They're hard to come by.
They are.
Now, was Ball available at the time the Jets had their pick?
I think he was, actually.
He was. So right there, that tells me that the Jets just weren't ready at that draft because, listen, you're not a passing offense.
No.
Okay. So what is the one variable that you need in a running offense? It's running back. And what did they get? Nothing. They didn't come out with a running back.
They didn't get anything.
So, I don't see the Jets. I just don't see how the office is planning their future.
Well, Rex got his two picks. He got two defensive guys, and then he's like, all right, I'm done. You guys do the rest.
And at that time, all the premier guys were gone. I think they could have improved their defense later in the draft. There was plenty of players that could have helped them out defensively.
There was a lot.
But as far as the offense, if you can't get a power running back like a Ball or like Lacy, and I know it was thin, this draft was thin, especially a quarterback, but if you can't walk out of the draft with a guy like that, that's going to help your run offense, because that's primarily what you do. You need a running back that's going to run between the tackles, because you guys aren't made for speed.
No.
So... and you walk out of the draft without one, I question their motives. I don't understand their philosophy.
Well, I don't know. They have this idea that after those back-to-back AFC Championship appearances, that the run got them there. Oh, the run's fine. Let's not worry about the run. And then the run just deteriorated, and they never went back to it.
They never went back to it.
You know,
they
it was
tried to force the ball, and then how many interceptions did he have last year?
Too many. Well, the thing was, he either threw the interception or he took the sack.
That was it.
And that's all
time.
He had.
There's no time.
No.
So you got to keep the defense honest and have a good running offense on first and second down, and not some type of scat back on third down trying to catch a pass out of the backfield.
That's absolutely true.
I have a question.
Yes.
Wait, who made it to the Super Bowl?
This past year?
Yes.
It was the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers.
And who won?
The Baltimore Ravens.
Sorry.
It came down to the end. It was actually very close.
It was a close game.
It was actually, you could probably even say that was pass interference, but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you could probably say that.
But, I mean, you know, how much do you want the refs to actually be a part of the outcome of the game?
Now, what about the Giants?
The Giants did not make the playoffs last year.
Sad to say, but sad. True.
And Jake said Eli Manning was on the Giants.
Huh?
Eli Manning is on the Giants.
Eli Manning.
And he said he sucked. That's what Jake said. That's what Jake said. That's what Jake said.
Listen, when you have wide receivers that like to drop the ball, not that they like to drop, they just can't
catch it.
The concept of catching the ball. And so we won't call it drops. Yeah, that hurts the quarterback.
And not only that, because they've been so successful in the last couple of seasons, they've got that bullseye on the back that everybody wants to take down the Giants. Right. They're always gonna build up for that game.
What was their record when they made the playoffs last year? 9-7
The previous year?
No. Well, yeah, the previous
year. Well, last year, they're...
Yeah, what were they when they won the Super Bowl?
I want to say like 10-6
10-6
10-6
or 9-7
I don't think there's ever... Has there ever been a 9-7
team? 9-7 team that went to the Super Bowl, I think.
Well, gone to the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl.
Ah, okay. So, yeah, I'm curious to find out what their record was when they made they made it as a wild card team.
I have another question.
They were 9-7
They may have been 9-7
Can I ask another question?
Sure.
Yes.
Wait, so the Giants team color is blue.
Blue and red.
Blue and red. I always thought it was green.
Well, primarily blue.
And then
wasn't blue and white with the white letters?
Blue and white, the red letter. Yeah, and then the red
was added on later.
Red stripes, like here and there.
And then, so, the Jets are
green and white.
I always got them mixed up because, I don't know, until like a while, not even a while.
So back to football. Rank your running backs. How do you like them this year?
You were talking about
like
football the whole time.
Well, Peterson's number one. He's going to be number one until he either goes out with an injury or...
Okay. All right, so you got Peterson number one. Who's your number two?
Good question.
Now you got a lot of young kids.
I know nothing about football.
Good, I know. People are putting Martin at number two. I think that's just way too high.
Martin?
Yeah, I think...
I think the bus has sailed on guys like Matthews and...
Yeah. He's a late second rounder, absolutely.
Who's the guy in St. Louis?
On St. Louis.
Not St. Louis, Kansas City.
Oh, not Priest.
No, no. He always gets injured. Like, every year, he always gets injured.
Yeah, Jamal Charles.
Yes.
Jamal Charles. People got him high. All right, listen. These guys are running backs. They're very good. But they're not as durable as you may think. I'd rather take a Marshawn Lynch type.
Yeah.
Than I would take...
Lynch. You know what? I totally forgot about Lynch.
So, Marshawn Lynch. I mean, he's a guy...
Jake is taking my place.
...tackles and breaking on the outside. And that offense is really geared. They had a West Coast style offense for years and years. Now he's come in, he's solidified that running game, and I think that's a balanced offense now. And I think they're going to be a good team for years to come. They get that defense just right. I think they're going to be contenders.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've Arian Foster. He would
Arian
have to
Foster.
Be up there.
Yeah, because he's yet to show any deterioration in his running game. He's every year he's. I know his receiving yards have dipped, but that's expected. I mean, when you got guys like Andre Johnson to throw to him.
Yeah, exactly. Why waste your time underneath? And Owen Daniels underneath.
He's going to be, I think, a definitely top five tight end this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Foster. So I like Peterson. I like Foster right off the top.
We got? There's Rice, McCoy,
Rice,
Spiller.
I can't. Spiller I like a lot. Spiller I like so much that if I had the fourth or fifth pick, I'd probably take him. That's great. That good? That's crazy.
You like him that much?
I like him that much. He's a guy that can make big, big plays.
Yeah.
He's shown it over the years. Anytime you see split carries with Fred Jackson, he'd come in and he'd break 260, a 70-yarder at will, and you know, that would cap his game. So in any type of, you know, fantasy league or any type of league, he's explosive, and he seems to stay pretty healthy for the majority of the season. I've yet to see him go down where he was out of, you know, extended period of time.
Yeah,
but
that is true.
So he could be a durable back. Is it a gamble that early in the draft? Yeah, absolutely. But he could pay big dividends, so, and that's a risk I'd be willing to take.
Now, what I'm interested in seeing how he's going to perform this year is Alfred Morris. Because that was a big surprise.
You know what? Yeah, he was a big surprise. The Redskins were a big surprise.
They were a very big surprise. Nobody anticipated that.
He was just a cog in that, you know, in that whole system, and he made big on everything he did.
Yes.
What did he finish off in yardage? 1600 plus.
Alfred Morris.
Running. Yeah, in running.
16-13 touchdowns.
So if you can get the ground game going, that just makes RG3's life that much easier.
Absolutely.
You know, and it makes, you know, guys that Fred Davis. Who's their tight end? Not Fred Davis.
No, it is Fred Davis.
Oh, he's on Washington now? Why do everything was still in Buffalo?
Davis.
Yeah, so Fred Davis. Yeah, so, I mean, he's got Fred Davis. And who are the wideouts? I can't even think of
In Washington?
Yeah.
I think Santana Moss is still
Moss is still there. I'm drawing a blank.
That's an excellent question, my friend. Some other...
Now, is RG3 going to be healthy? Ah, here's the real question. Because he had me fooled last year towards the end of the season. He played awesome game the week before, you know, before they had to make that playoff run.
Right.
And he actually had a great bunch of games. Didn't look like he was, you know, it was bothering him that much.
Mm-hmm. No.
And then come that big game against San Fran, and watching them run, they could have actually pulled that game out.
They should.
If they would have taken him out,
yeah,
at that point in the game, and let the running game control the game for Washington,
yeah,
we'd be talking about Washington going to the Super
Bowl. You can't really plan to do anything against a 49er defense. That's a tough defense.
No, I agree. I agree. But when you've got a lead, let's say if you got a lead in any game,
mm-hmm,
and you're at a point where it's almost halftime at that point,
yeah.
You got a whole second half to shut down this offense. That means you're going to rely heavy on your running game and your defense.
It's true.
You should have the ability, as a professional team, you should have the ability to do that. You should have some type of design plays that you are going to limit the ability, the big play, and prevent, mm-hmm, these teams from running down the field on you.
Yeah.
I just didn't make any sense why they were pushing this kid as much as they did.
That might be Shanahan. Because he's the type of guy who he wants to win it his way. He wants to do it his way, and if it's going to be through a hurt RG3, then so be it. Their wide receivers are Joshua Morgan, Pierre Garçon, Moss.
Garçon. Okay, so you got Moss and Garçon as your
Moss?
Mm-hmm.
As your primary wide receiver. Yeah, I mean, they got a good team. If RG3 is healthy, they can be contenders. Alfred Morris is just going to, you know... Can he have 1,600 yards again? Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah, I don't see why that shouldn't happen. But
Alfred Morris, I see him a top 8 running back.
Yeah. I don't know, there's not... Yeah. After that, it kind of drops off.
Yeah.
Because then you have somebody like Trenton Richardson who, you know, he has the ability to be good. But, you know, it's tough to be good in Cleveland, no matter what sport. It's tough to be good in Cleveland.
I agree.
And if you're good, you leave for Miami.
I agree. Yeah, no kidding. I agree. He's a good running back, and there's not a lot around him to make him, you know, help him out in any way. So defenses are keying on him in every play.
I always want the Browns to do well, but they never, ever do.
Yeah, it's like the Cubs. I always want the Cubs to do well.
You always want the Cubs to do well.
I always root for the Cubs.
Yeah, just something. Get them off the schneid.
Absolutely.
Speaking of baseball, who do you like for the second half of the season?
The second half of the season.
As of recording this, the Blue Jays are in the midst of a 10-game winning streak, so they're starting to come back to...
What's the score of that game? Just curious.
Let me pull that up real quick. Yeah, they're coming back into the fold, especially in that tough...
Tough division.
Tough division.
I like the Orioles. So,
but a tough division, but surprisingly not... It's competitive, but not as dominating as people would have thought. Toronto won 13-5 for their 11th straight win.
13-5. Yeah, they look like they're turning their stuff around. Ari Dickey just doesn't look like the pitcher everybody thought he was going to be, coming off a Cy Young,
Cy Young year.
But we knew he was going to fall.
Yeah, but if you think about other knuckleballers, they wax and wane. Because I remember, I think it was 2003, Wakefield had, like, he had a Cy Young caliber season, Tim Wakefield, in 2003. 2004, he was nothing.
Fell off the map.
He did. So, you know, just like the knuckleball itself, the thrower of the knuckleball can not be as consistent.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, there's a lot of unpredictability with the pitch as well as the pitcher.
But, I mean, as of right now, the Tampa Bay Rays at 38 and 37 are in last place.
And they got a good team. They're finding their way with their pitching. That's their biggest thing. They called up Porter Rizzi. They called up Archer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really trying to get, I mean, with Price being out and not performing up to par, you know, the first half of the season, they've been reaching in their bag of tricks and looking for just about anything that may work.
Well, their pitching is not the problem. It's the hitting. They never have enough hitting. They called up Will Myers finally.
Right.
And he's been doing pretty well.
He's a big bad addition to that lineup behind Longoria. You got Zobrist, who's been subpar this year, but look for a bounce back from these guys.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Madden's not the manager right now, but he'll turn that team around. He's a professional.
Yeah.
He knows exactly what he's doing. He's just trying to get these guys in a groove, and that's the trick in baseball. It's a long season. It's a marathon. And if you get in a groove towards the end of the season, you find yourself in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah, I'm seeing that one game wild card playoff come down to, might surprise you, probably Cleveland and Kansas City.
You know, that's funny you say Kansas City. I like Kansas City, too. They're another surprise team. The beginning of the season, I really thought they had it together. I really thought they put it all together. Hosmer's been quiet for a while. Moustakas has been quiet.
But you know what seems to have turned them around? They named George Brett the hitting coach.
And
after that, they went. They're on a tear.
They've been on a tear. They, you know, Alex Gordon. They got. You know, they moved him down in the lineup. I think that was essential.
Yeah.
You can't have this guy. You know, people forget about these players that come up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, early in their careers, and they don't perform, and then they go back down to AAA, and they almost fade into obscurity at that point.
Yeah.
Then they get a shot again, and people forget that these guys were the number one picks or first round drafts or, you know, the top prospects at one time, and there was reasons for it. They were professional players at a young age. They come up, you know, they scuffle, and then they kind of slip away. But guys like Alex Gordon came back, and you know, he's really showing that he's the baseball player everybody thought he was.
Absolutely. I think you're totally right on that. And then the National League, that Central Division is so tough. I mean, it's the top three. It's Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and St. Louis from bottom to top. I mean, they're going to fight that. I think it's going to be like Pittsburgh and Cincinnati for that one-game playoff.
We know Cincinnati's story. We know St. Louis's story. Let's talk about Pittsburgh. I mean, it's their pitching that's come alive. You know, like Uncle David said, you know, Jeff Locke, he's been, you know, lights out.
Mm-hmm.
Where did this guy come from?
He's nobody knows. He
nobody
has
a, knows.
He has a, as of June 23rd, he has a 2.01 ERA. He leads the majors in ERA. I mean, Francisco Liriano, Garrett Cole. I mean, these are names aside from Liriano, you don't know these people.
Liriano pitched for Minnesota for years, a talented pitcher, had Tommy John early in his career. Came back strong and just couldn't find a groove.
No.
And you know, and then all of a sudden he comes over to the National League. I think he feels more comfortable here. AJ Burnett. You know, AJ Burnett came over to the National League.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden he's a strikeout artist and he's keeping his walks down. His strikeouts are high.
Yeah.
His earned runs are down, you know, versus they are what they were in the American League.
Yeah.
And I think it's their pitching staff that's and then to shut the game out with Jason Grilli.
Yeah.
Right now, he's right up there with Mariano this year as far as his closing talent. So
that's very true.
They definitely have a good team.
It's very true. Yeah. I'll be down in a second.
Jeff, who do you think will win the season in baseball?
In baseball, I got to think that the Cincinnati Reds have the best shot.
I like them.
I like their pitching staff with Latos and Leak, and they got a few others that have been, you know,
Chapman out of the bullpen, Broxton before him.
And then their hitters, you know, with Joey Votto.
Joey Votto is amazing.
Brandon Phillips and Jay Bruce.
These guys, Frazier and
Todd Frazier. And
I think I would
Zach
have
to Cozart and they got a good team, and I think with Baker running the ship,
Dustin knows how to guide them.
They're ready.
I would
to
have to say the Rangers, because even though they lose a lot of games, they still have a good chance of winning.
Okay. They absolutely do. That's a great offense.
They've been there already. They've shown that they got the team to go to the playoffs. But the thing is this: they can't nail it down. They can't get past that one hump that, you know, that's eluded them for what, two back-to-back years?
Back-to-back years. Well, they lost them 5 to San Francisco, and then they played 7 games the following year.
The following year, so that ran right to the last game.
Yeah.
Texas has got talent.
Didn't they win last night?
Likely, yeah.
I think they did win last night.
It was 4-2, right?
I think
4-2?
4-2, very good at St. Louis, very good.
I think they got a long season to go, though. They got a lot to prove. It's a tough division for them as well. They got a lot to prove. So, you know, they need Alexi Ogando to come off the DL. They need a few things to happen for them before they're going to be a contender.
Imagine. Well, good questions, Jake. Thank you very much. That's my younger cousin, Jake. All right, Jeff and Jake and Haley, I'd like to thank you guys for coming on to.
Thanks for having us.
Not a problem. Thank you very much. You can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us on iTunes at Everyman Sports. You can email me at everymansports@gmail.com. That's everymansports, one word, @gmail.com. Send me any comments, questions, anything like that. All right, thank you very much for listening. Bye.